You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Joining us on the line now is Anna Nolan. She's a Polish linguist, educationalist, and author. She worked as a teacher of English and broadcaster at the BBC. Now retired, she writes, climbs Lakeland mountains, and leads a walking group. Her new book, Lakeland Larks, Laughter, and Lunacies, is her quirky memoir about the travails and tribulations of her carless exploration of the Lake District. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Very kind.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. So I'm interested in your history of walking. Aside from the exercise, what is it that you enjoy about walking?
Well, I mean, first of all, the beauty of the mountains. I got hooked on hiking in the mountains at 15 in the Polish Tatras, which are so breathtakingly beautiful, and then it carried through. And I arrived in Britain 43 years ago, and then 26 years ago moved to the Lake District. I mean, it's just beauty, and of course walking can be so contemplative, is obviously very, very good exercise, but it's just meditative and just wonderful for the soul, for the body. You are drinking in all this beauty around you. I'm so lucky to actually live in the mountains, to live in the Lake District. And it's just my great passion alongside English grammar.
Oh, lovely. And, you know, there's a difference, a huge difference, as people will know, having done it, between walking on the flat compared to walking or hiking, as you say, up a mountain. And some people, you know, fitness wise, will struggle walking up a mountain or hiking. How do you get your body used to it so you're not, you know, really out of breath and really struggling with it?
Well, decades and decades of exercise. Well, now I'm 71, so, you know, I am slowing down. And there is such a variety of walks here. I'm still very fit, as I say, decades of practice. But of course, I will be slowing down. So when I can no longer climb these high peaks, I'm going to be doing moderate walks and then low-level walks. There's such a variety. There's something for everybody, for somebody who is still fairly fit like myself, but also for those starting out. So everybody's welcome. I mean, it's just so enjoyable.
So why did you decide to put this book together?
Well, I'm a hiker, and this is such a wonderful canvas against which to write about my mishaps. I concentrate on where things went wrong. I don't drive. So I had to chase after buses on numerous occasions, and I lead a walking group. So I try to concentrate on when things went wrong, because nobody wants to read about how wonderful I am. People would prefer to laugh at my mishaps. I have been blessed with the ability to laugh at myself, and I do laugh at myself heartily throughout. So the second facet is I am a writer. I have written 6 books. So the truth came together, really. And also, I am a satirist, and there's so much to satirize. I'm really sorry, perhaps I'm not terribly political here, but for example, the folly of Brexit is something that I do satirize in the book, alongside many, many other things. There's just my humorous gene.
So how has Brexit come into all the walking that you've done and your walking groups?
Well, the book is full of anecdotes. So in between my mishaps in the mountains, I write on everything and everything. And of course, I mean, Brexit just had to be there. I was totally discombobulated by the Brexit vote. I am a European. So, of course, I was quite astonished at the result. But rather than, you know, pontificating, I would never do that. There is so much about it that can be satirized. The book has loads and loads of humorous verses, by the way. So I actually don't satirize Brexit in prose, or hardly any prose. It's all in verse. It's all in funny verse, because I hope that this will be more potent.
Yeah. Can you give us an example? Have you got a verse there that you could share with us?
I've got loads of verses. The one that I've prepared is about the shock of turning 70.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't marked. Would you like to hear that?
Yes, please.
There must be some mistake. 70 candles on the cake? How did this happen? As you say, your zenith was but yesterday. This was the time of your fab youth, when politicians told the truth. The country rocked and swung and swayed, and Europe didn't make the great. You wore flared trousers, drank whiskey neat. The worst you did was run through wheat. Okay, maybe you smoked a joint. All harmless fun, which was the point. Those mods and rockers were so cool. Their leather jackets made you drool, and yours was such a joyous grin when England clinched the World Cup win. You ate pork pies, good English grub, and spent your lunchtimes in the pub. Had Sunday roasts, no foreign muck. Moroccan koftas, simply yuck. Your hopes were high and barriers low. You planned to earn a lot of dough, to operate in overdrive, and to be free by 45. Your yesterday, it was so fine. Still, dear old Reg, he's 99, does call you young'un. What a sage. And sighs, I wish I were your age.
Oh, lovely. Brilliant. I love poetry so much. It allows you to create so many pictures in your mind. So much of what you were saying, I was seeing pictures, and it's so uh-huh. clever how it does that, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, I love satire, and sort of I like writing. I've just found a verse satirizing Boris Johnson.
Oh, yes, we'll have some of that. Thank you.
I am a one nation Tory who cares not a jot for glory. Am your quintessential Brit, appreciated for my wit and a slightly roughish look. I know how to write a book and draw lots of nice red lines. I'm a connoisseur of wines, and I never, ever tire when suspended from zip wire. When our greatness is at stake, I will always have my cake and will eat it. Hence my girth. Please contain unseemly mirth. Round the world I widely roam, though I never take a comb. And I think you ought to ditch your displeasure with the rich. In a nutshell, that is that. Let me tell you where we are at. Vis-a-vis our negotiation, re the freedom of our nation. I'd kept strictly off Grand Marnier when I told this old chap Barnier he could go and jolly whistle. Fair enough, he didn't bristle, but came out with poppycock about the ticking of the clock. We are not, so as you know, giving Barnier any dough. This was when he was only foreign secretary. So back to the verse. Of this there can be no doubt. After all, we're getting out. Trust me, you can go and chill. What? We are paying 20 bill? Now, not on your blinking Nelly. I'll repeat this on the telly. Not if I can. Wait a sec. PM's waving a fat check. It says 40, but that's double. Grr, we really are in trouble. That's the dosh I acquiesce, promise to the NHS. Payout wasn't in our plan. Things are going down the pan, but fear not, I'm being frank. With a tiger in my tongue, I will cut us such a deal, it will strike you as a steal. I just need a single thing. Coronation as world king. This, as I say, this was when he was still foreign secretary. So it goes back a few years. But I really, really satirize everything about it. And, you know, quite a lot of satirizing of politicians as well who had engineered that.
Yes. Oh, fantastic. I have to congratulate you. Your use of the English language. I know you've been a teacher and everything, but the fact that it's not your first language is very impressive.
Thank you, but I do apologize for my pronunciation. I'm still really, really conscious of it. So my reading wasn't as smooth as I would have liked. So my apologies.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. So how did you go about constructing this book then? There's lots of different aspects to it, as you say. Did you kind of start at the beginning and write to the end, or did you piece bits together?
It's got no chronology. I had been writing satirical and comical verses for quite some time. So the actual text came together within a couple of months because I had so much material. So the writing was quite easy, but I had been writing these verses as events were occurring, you know, Brexit, all sorts of other things that I wanted to satirize. So in the end, building on what I had been writing for quite a while, in the end, it all came together rather quickly. And I could just hope that I will entertain the reader. I mean, the main purpose of the book is to... Oh, and another really, really funny verse is how I failed at learning to drive. It's too long to read to you. It is in the book. It really just... So I'm laughing at other people, but I am very much laughing at myself. So I just want to entertain the reader.
So tell me about I know you're not going to read the verse, but tell me about your experiences of learning to drive, because I was a late starter, definitely. I only learned to drive just before I was 40. So what's happened with you? What's your story?
Well, I mean, is there enough time for me to read my verse? If I can,
just tell us what's happened with it.
What happened? It's total calamity. How can you drive when your brake is next to your accelerator? You'll kill somebody. I mean, I nearly mounted a pavement and killed somebody or injured somebody. And my poor instructor, you know, honestly, he needed a great big bottle of valerian. He had to wrestle the steering wheel off me. Then we are driving around this very narrow road, and Lakeland roads are very winding and narrow. And there is this great big lorry coming straight at me. Of course, it wasn't coming at me, but I couldn't judge the width. So I steered the car towards a wall, and again my poor driving instructor had to intervene at a roundabout. I had to shut my eyes because again all the vehicles were driving at me. So you know, I mean, I think I was his only failure, and I took lots of lessons, but I didn't get very far, and I decided that even if by some miracle I did pass, there was no way that I was going to have enough courage to drive along our roads. So, but there is a really long and funny verse about it. I hope it's funny anyway.
And am I right in thinking that your husband doesn't drive either?
I know, yes. So Well, he's a Dubliner, so I lived in Warsaw. He lived in Dublin. In our youth, don't forget, I'm 71. He's even older. There weren't many cars about. Then we lived in London. Obviously, one didn't need public transport was much better than cars. Mm. And then it was just too late for me. I just don't have it in me. I admire all your drivers. I just don't have it in me at all. And he never even tried to bother learning. He just said, well, I've been fine as I've been so far, so...
That's amazing. No. And you're both okay with it then, obviously, now.
Well,
and
yes.
Got by perfectly well without it.
We have done, yes. We have. But, you know, some mishaps when we did miss the last bus are in the book very much. And when I had to sprint to catch the last bus, also my sprints are in the book. But if you miss the last bus, it's a taxi job. You know, taxi drivers need to earn a living as well.
Definitely. And I just wanted to ask you about all the walking groups that you've led over the years. Do you think it's a different experience in a kind of positive way when you're leading a walking group compared to walking on your own or just you and your husband?
Yeah, it's a very different experience. I only discovered people in 2015, by the way. I was a solitary walker for most of my life. And it was just by chance that I joined this walking group. And the people are so delightful. Obviously, there is the social. When you are walking with a group, the social aspect is wonderful. And they really are lovely. But when you're walking by yourself, you've got, you know, you contemplate nature, at one with nature, you're lost in your thoughts. It is a different experience, but they are both lovely. But I love walking by myself and I love leading my group.
Yeah, I suppose it depends the mood you can be in. Sometimes it's really lovely to have a good chat with someone and other times you don't want to talk to anyone, do you?
Absolutely right. Yes, that's how I feel. Yes.
Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Lakeland Larks, Laughter and Lunacies. It's available on our website in the bookshop section, tre.radio. And it's by Anna Nolan, who we've been chatting with today. Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.